Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. I am merely the host, Mike Salmon, alongside my award-winning, Emmy Award-winning, Oscar-winning co-host, Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. I guess those awards are in the mail because I have not received them.
I thought I watched you on TV the
other
day.
You were doing an award show yesterday.
Ellen DeGeneres was giving you awards. I did. I was doing the, I got to MC the Gwinnett Chambers Impact Regional Awards yesterday.
Well, we're supposed to be timeless in our shows, but I will say lately people have been saying I was on Jeopardy because apparently there was a fat guy with a balding head and a goatee who won like seven times in a row, and everybody goes, "You're on Jeopardy."
More importantly, how did he do?
Oh, he won a lot more money than I have in the bank right now, but that's a good thing. So,
all right. Well, with that being said, Stephen, we've got a great show today. We've got some wonderful guests from a great company. We'll talk about them in just a second. But a reminder that we are broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And real quickly, love, it's what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience, Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join our family today. Come in and see the difference. Already a Subaruist? Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And, of course, we appreciate Gwinnett of Subaru partnering with us here at Gwinnett Business Radio X. All right, our guest today from a company called Your Video Viewer. We're going to be talking software with Ricky Downs. He's the founder and the CEO. Terrell Alexander is the CFO. And Louis Rosas is the Senior VP. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
We're glad to be here.
Thank you.
All right, we will start. Let's start with Ricky, CEO, founder of the company. Ricky, tell us, you know, why you started Your Video Viewer.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike. I came from the mortgage industry, and as you well know, the debacle what happened several years ago that it
all
left,
too well. Yes,
it left a lot of us mortgage guys and real estate agents and stuff in a situation that we had to reinvent ourselves. But one of the things that happened to me, it was an epiphany moment, that when I started my mortgage company, I went at a different way of marketing. And I used a video to actually market my company. It was a short video because I understood at that time that people's their attention span was is very short, pretty much that of a five-year-old. And so you just had to really hit it hard and talk about the bullet points. And that's what I did. Which was so funny about the video, I mean, it's goofy and corny now because we've grown as a company, but it was very impactful. So what I did was when I came up with the concept, I had ended up at that time with my mortgage company sending out several emails with my video in it to licensed real estate agents here in Georgia. And the first line on my video, I said that good credit people is not my client. That's the bank's client. I deal with bad things that happen to good people. And in my mortgage company, I had three sectors in the mortgage company. And we had a credit repair side. We had the mortgage side and also the closing attorney side. And what we would do, we actually develop a good system that how we can take clients that had credit challenges, get them approved through two of the major banks, and then send it right back out to the agent, and then back to our office for closing.
I can't wait, Stephen, to see how this gets around to Your Video Viewer.
I was going to say, we've got with the video, so keep going.
And so the reason why I really bring that up is because the influx of business that we got with just the video is what got me thinking that when I had to shut the mortgage company down, that if I was to change the product from real estate agents to small businesses, how impactful that would be. And so that's when I came up with the concept with by using the video to help a product, service, or business showcase themselves and then distribute it through email, text, or any social media platform, how powerful that would be as far as letting people know right then and there of what you do. And then adding the tracking component behind it was even more powerful, because now instead of people watching the video and you have a number of people who watched it, now you uniquely know who watched the video.
So this is software where you can kind of track and collect data from the people that are watching a video.
As soon as they click the video, we capture and sends back to the sender in an SMS text format. We send back their name, phone number, email, video that they watched, and IP address. And that comes to you instantaneously.
So I think the first question that probably is now going through everybody's mind is probably the question that goes through my mind. And that's rare, by the way, because normally my questions are way off. So the magic question is how. Can you reveal how this works without revealing the secret recipe of how it works? I mean, kind of
absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
go for it.
We do that all the time. But the way your video viewer works is we allow small businesses that don't have Coca-Cola marketing budgets. But what they do is they upload a 2-minute or less promo video about their company, product, or service. They can blast it out via existing systems, email, text message, or social media. And as they send these messages out, anytime somebody does what comes natural to them, which is watch the video, they get a text message back on their phone in real time saying, hey, Bob Johnson or Mary Jones is interested in buying your product from you right now. So it all happens in real time. As a person is getting a text message back, they don't have to go out and do stuff like we're doing today on social media. Like, they don't have to go out and post it on Facebook and wait for somebody to hit like, comment, or share, because it's more natural for you to just watch the video, right? So what we ended up realizing was that customers are seeing people come to their Facebook page, and 70% of them will just look and see what's on there, but you don't know. They just leave, and you don't know that they were there. What our system does is it captures that person's information, and it lets you know, hey, they're looking, they're interested, and for business owners, they're ready to buy.
So the business owner is alerted in real time. Okay. So now the second question that comes up, I think, in most people's mind is, let's talk about the person who's clicking on the video. Mm-hmm. Is that person alerted that, hey, you're in from, as you watch this video, somebody's going to be alerted that you're watching this video and they might reach out to you? Does that happen?
They are not alerted because under the canned spam, in which we know it very well.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, absolutely. Very well. Under the canned spam act, it actually, when they click the video, they have actually legally opted in.
Okay.
Just by them taking that action to click the video. The only thing that we have to do, trust me, we've been through our attorney with this several times, the only thing we have to do is give them a way to opt out.
Yes.
If they want to stop getting the advertisements.
Okay. So now walk through. So I'm a business owner. I come to you with the video. You now set up your video viewer, and I'm getting the information. What kind of counseling do you give to business owners about how to use it? What are some of the most effective ways you think business owners can use this? Because the first thought I think that goes to everybody's mind is, oh, somebody's watching my video, I better call them right now. And that's probably not the best thing for them to do. So, or maybe it is if it's a really unique offer. What are some of the counseling tips you're giving to business owners that helps them use this information the best way possible?
Well, one of the things we like to do is we like to give coaching and training to show people how to use the system effectively. Every business is different. One of the stories that we had, and I can let Ricky go into detail with it, but we put some content out there, and one of our customers has been with us now for 4 years, clicked on it, and Ricky actually called her at 2:00 in the morning. So there was a little bit of shock and awe there, but she was like, wait a minute, how did you get my information? Like, what? How did you know that I was looking at it? Because I actually stay up as a business because I'm doing stuff during the day, but I get up at night so I can look at everything administratively and then make some more business decisions. So it actually was perfect timing for him to call at 2:00 in the morning because she could really understand the software and the impact of it. And she's been with us for 4 years now. So I'll let Ricky go into more detail about that.
Well, I mean, and also, Steve, too, just to get back to your question, too, about what Terrell just brought up. Keep in mind, too, our software, it takes out of the, the cold marketing approach. Because once a person looks at the video and they have an idea, you start that conversation from a warm standpoint. So we actually coach our clients, and just give you another quick example, one of our other clients that have a cupcake business. And so the first thing that we did, and actually it raised, their bottom line by over 400%, and they were so happy of getting the volume, was that the first thing that we coached them on was instead of coming from a cold approach, just say, hey, we saw that you watched the video. How may we help you? And I know you have an event coming up. And so that way, it breaks the ice. It's just an easy flowing approach. Again, it's a warm market approach, not a cold market approach, because they already have an idea of what you do.
Now behind the scenes, is there some proprietary technology involved here that you guys own?
Oh, absolutely. The thing that's unique about our software is patent pending right now. You're not going to find it out in the marketplace. All we care about is we're video at our heart. We're all about video sharing. But there's platforms out there, the email, the text message, and the social media. That's always been there. But the thing that's always unique about our videos is that we can share them across all these different platforms, and we can always track it.
All right. Well, we know, Ricky, about your background. Terrell, tell us a little bit about your background, and then we'll hear from Lewis as well.
Well, my background is in investments, and so my very first job when I came out of college way back when, and I'm not going to tell my entire age, but I ended up working for eTrade.com. So that was before they had the days of Silicon Valley, and we saw the whole dot-com boom and bust and the year Y2K and all that stuff back then. And then, of course, this guy flew the plane into the towers. And later on, that following year, I got laid off. And so that's what thrust me to the entrepreneur side. And then around 2008 is when they started closing down those banks and everything was crazy in the market. So from an investment perspective, everything was going the wrong direction for me. So my story and Ricky's story was almost a mirror image. He was on the mortgage banking side and I was on the investment side. But when he brought this idea to me on a napkin, we broke it down. And
that's where the best ideas always start.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And so when he broke it down to me, I said, well, wait a minute. If we can put some structure around this and I can invest some time into it, because I didn't have a whole lot of money then. But I said, I do have some time and a little bit of money to work with. And so we took our money from a previous venture, invested it into the technology and built it out and made it better. And it's been growing now. We're going into our fourth year, and we're very excited about what we can do. So I feel like I got involved with it at the right time. You know, I had the same experience as a lot of our entrepreneurs. I didn't have a Coca-Cola marketing budget. I was just trying to figure out a way to make some more money and increase my bottom line and find something unique in the marketplace. So that's really my story in a quick nutshell, but that's what really gets me excited every day when I come in to work with yourvideoviewer.com.
Only Coca-Cola has a Coca-Cola budget. Lewis, how did you get involved?
I've been an entrepreneur, Mike, my whole life, from a young kid. And, never had an opportunity to be a part of something in technology, IT. You always hear all these great inventions and things, and you're like, oh, man, how can I plug in? Why, what am I doing outside of this circle? So, found this. I don't even remember how we came in contact.
You found the napkin in the trash can, I think.
Something like that. Yeah, but anyway.
We met him on a client appointment.
That's right. That's right. It was on a client appointment and just started a conversation with Terrell. And it just led to, here we are working together. And for me, it's just been, I think, timing. I've been a part of other projects. Tina Rivalive was a project back in 2003. We partnered with Nextel. We could tell how fast your kids were going, through GPS, satellite picture, geographic time stamping. And, I thought, oh, this is it. That was the closest I got to being in technology. That was very much technology. But, this is more ground floor. It's more, it's a different opportunity. And what really caught my attention is the fact that timing, one thing that Tina Rivalife didn't have was timing. When you hear about investments that Facebook and some of the big social media platforms are making to better serve their clients in the video streaming capabilities. Twitter, it's not just Facebook, it's all of them. And also, as a business owner, more and more emphasis is being placed on video. Pictures are great, but video, it's a lot more impactful.
YouTube is the number two search engine in the world.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So, this is really where our timing really does come together for us. And, I'm not going to mention who. I'll let Ricky, talk about that if he chooses to. But a very big company out there, at one point, shut us down because they saw, what we were doing, and when they learned what we were doing, they said, "Oh, well, there's no compliance issues. You guys, you're not doing anything illegal, so this is great." So, for us, the opportunity to be at the right place at the right time and be able to help, as Ricky, first indicated, the small to medium-sized business owner, and not to say that the big enterprise businesses can't benefit from this, because they absolutely can, and we've actually caught the attention of some of the largest companies in the world. So
Ricky, I was going to ask you a question. I loved how the first comment you made about one of the clients that use your stuff, you threw out 400%. Like it was just a number, and I don't know any business owner that wouldn't like to hear, 400%, my sales went up 400%. I mean, that's a good thing. So talk a little bit about some of the clients you guys work with currently, how they're using the product, how they're using it well, and anybody else jump in with any other examples, and especially kind of show the spectrum of different way. We talked about a cupcake business, but some of the other businesses that have really benefited from the service.
Well, we have several attorneys, real estate agents, mortgage loan officers. We started out, in the MLM world too. And so we went after, a lot of the representatives from different companies such as Primerica, and then also Mary Kay, Avon. Because not only the video is not only a powerful tool to give you information, but then when I sat in front of a lot of these companies, I showed them that how by using that video too, it's a double-edged sword that you can recruit people at the same time. And so with the video, I showed by selling a product or showing a product and recruiting people, especially in these organizations that grow their business by bringing on representatives, it was a no-brainer. And so right now we're definitely in that space.
Terrell, one clarification question. I loved how you said that you guys offer coaching of how to use the product and how to benefit from it. I've heard this and made this assumption, so tell me if I'm right or tell me if I'm wrong. I'm used to it. The only thing that you guys don't do is the actual video. You tell people to bring the video to you, and then you add the software, or do you even help with the video?
Well, no, we learned and progressed over time too, so you're not 100% wrong, maybe 10% wrong, but no,
you're so kind. Go ahead.
But no, what's awesome about our product is we were learning as well. I mean, we used the product to promote our company and get it out there, so we learned that there's some natural next questions, like Mike mentioned, YouTube. How do you distribute the video? So we learned that, hey, people need help producing the video as well. As your sales go up, then people start looking at your website and they say, hey, can you help me improve my website? So we started building out relationships. So like here in Atlanta, which is our home advantage right here, and we've actually built relationships with four different studios. And they actually do a very good job of producing everything from like a basic video that a startup business needs to get the word out about it, to doing something very complex like a whiteboard animation or some of the more difficult animations that you see out there. So we can really service just about anybody, because we're talking to anybody that's in business that wants to grow their bottom line.
Yeah, so you farm that out, because you're not in the video production business.
No.
I mean, you have this incredible software that I could see is very powerful. You're collecting this data from people that are clicking on. I would think every company in the world would want that information. So I guess the follow-up question, Ricky or Terrell or Lewis is, where do you see yourselves in 5 years? And are you going to remember Stephen and myself 5 years from now, us little guys, because you guys are going to be ruling the world?
Well, I mean, we're looking at, like you said, we're looking at changing the game, of course. And within 5 years, just having a big company that, of course, you're going to have your Shark Tank approaches and things like that. But we also want to make sure that we do the right thing. We started this to help the small business person grow. by and then also too, I just want to reflect back really quick as far as the video production piece of it. You also, with our player, can take your smartphone. You don't have to have a videographer or anything. You can take your smartphone, do a quick video on it, upload it in our system, and you can send it out. And it's trackable.
And these, so if somebody's doing multiple videos, can the software be attached to multiple videos, or is it just one big one that they bring to you?
You can do several different campaigns in our with our software, and you can attach multiple videos as well. So again, and we did it that way because when you're dealing with a true startup company that have used all of their resources just to get going, they don't have the money to even bring in a videographer. So if they can just take, a good video with their smartphone.
Well, there's an old saying that nothing happens in business until a sale is made. But really, a sale is never made until a lead is found.
Exactly.
And what you got, and so Mike talked about data, and that's true. I mean, you're building your database, but you're finding leads. I mean, you're finding who the actual leads are that are clicking on your videos, and then very easily being able to, do you want to talk now? Do you want to talk later? Or do you never want to talk at all?
Exactly.
I just stumbled in here. Don't ever call me again. Okay, fine. At least you know right up front. So how to mine that data.
Exactly.
Lewis, I think you wanted to add something.
Yeah, just one thing I want to emphasize. Really, you know, when you're starting a business, when you're running a business, it's expensive. You know, marketing, I mean, you know, 30-40% of your budget, it can be as high as, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous the amount of money leads cost. And this is taking your video, and I want to emphasize 2 minutes or less. You know, we have determined that videos 2 minutes or less in length is really where you want to be, just to hold the viewer's attention. It really is a very powerful tool, you know, being able to deliver in real time, as Terrell said earlier, you know, the name, number, you know, email address, you know, IP address, you know, now you know where you're targeting, whether your marketing dollars are reaching the target that you're trying to reach. You know, that's all very important. And to be able to have that for, you know, I mean, what do we say, a buck a day for,
yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's not, we're not talking, you know, outrageous, you know, oh, got to have a Coca-Cola budget to make this happen. No.
Boy, I mean, they really have a thing about Coca-Cola's budget.
They need to bring it over here so we can go to the next level.
No Pepsi guys in the room.
Okay, so let me. I'm sorry, Lewis. You just kind of mentioned. So that was going to be the last question that I was thinking of. Is I would imagine there's a little bit of a cost spectrum. But if I'm a small business startup and I'm like, look, every dollar is precious to everybody. But I don't have as many in my pocket as Coca-Cola does, or even, you know, the CPA down the street who's been in business for 10 years. So what's the spectrum? I mean, what's my entry level? Let me just ask that, and then I would imagine, depending on how good I want to get animation and all that kind of stuff, I can go up. But what's the entry level cost that I need to, you know, it's not $5 out of my pocket, but what are we looking at?
Well, we have several different platforms that a client can actually go to the website and get an idea, you know, of where they actually fit in as they are with their business. And I'll let Terrell break that down because he's the one, you know, when I thought of the concept, I couldn't at the time wrap around my head as far as putting a value to it, as far as getting into the marketplace. And so he came up with the idea of how we structured the pricing.
Well, when we came up with the pricing, we also came up with a slogan, and it basically says, your bottom line is our business. And so that's what we thought about, was the customer first, and then we said, how much can we charge, right? And so the initial pricing that we came out with was $29.95, which is less than a dollar a day. So you can get started for less than a dollar a day. I mean, what you're spending at Starbucks, you know? And so we started with that.
Wait. I'm spending more than a dollar a day at Starbucks.
Exactly. When I go in there.
A cup of coffee, $2. So I get this software less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
That's what we figured out. So we started off at less than a dollar a day, and then we gave capacity so you could put in, you know, 10,000 contacts and all of this other stuff, because you can still send email, you can still send text message, and you can also post on social media. The social media side, you just post unlimited, and it's still less than a dollar a day. So then it grew because customers started coming. They said, hey, we want more, you know. We we want some espresso in our coffee and stuff like that, right? And so we ended up going to $2 a day for more capacity and more contacts, and then less than $3 a day. So, I mean, the most you're going to spend with us if you're just starting your business is you're going to end up spending less than $3 a day. But here's what's next. Now the big guys are coming to us and they're saying, hey, wait a minute. I already have a sales force. You know, we've talked with our Blue Cross Blue Shield, several of the investment firms. Lewis mentioned some of the companies that he's been working with. They're very huge. So we're starting to get recognized out there, and they're coming, and we're selling on an enterprise level as well. So all of that is custom pricing.
We're talking with Ricky Downs, Terrell Alexander, and Lewis Rosas with Your Video Viewer. The website, by the way, is yourvideoviewer.com. As we get ready to wrap up the show, let me just ask a question as far as what's coming down the pipeline. Is there other products or services that your company's looking to launch anytime soon?
Well, right now we're mostly focused on the technology, but as you guys quickly notice is that a lot is happening with video. So we're looking at different things that we can do with content. Investors are calling us left hand over fist. So they're saying they're recognizing that there's a lot of things you can do with the content. There's also a lot of things that you can do in the web application side of it, like when we post videos up on people's websites. So we do have some exciting things in the development process that I can't release to you right now. But that's what's always exciting about having a technology company.
If only there was a radio show they could go on to announce a new launch of product. Boy, that'd be nice if there was one of those, Mike.
We'll have to put our heads together.
Yeah, we'll come up with it. Maybe get a napkin. And
talk about the website. Give that website address again. I know I just did, but go ahead and give the website address again. What's on that website and any other contact information for those that are out there saying, listen, I want to know more about this. I want to check into this to see if this can help my company. Where can they reach out to?
Well, the website you can go to find out if you like us or love us is yourvideoviewer.com. You can also call us at 724-484-3362, and then you can email us. Our emails are very simple. You have Lewis at yourvideoviewer.com, Terrell at yourvideoviewer.com, and then Ricky at yourvideoviewer.com.
And if only you guys had something on your website that if they click on it and watch something, then you'd be able to get their information.
You mean video?
Yeah, you should work on that.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
I had that.
Thank you, Mr. Sarcasm. Ricky Downs is the CEO. Terrell Alexander is the CFO. Lewis Rosas is the VP, Senior VP. I can't even read my own writing here. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much for sharing Your Video Viewer with us, and it was great to meet you guys. Thank you so much.
Same here.
Thank you.
Yeah, we thank you guys for being so awesome and having us on the show as well.
All right. You can go to our website and either like us or love us, one or the other. Real quick before we go, I want to let you know that Speed Pro Imaging in Marietta helps businesses stand out by providing high-quality large graphics. If you can imagine it, they can make it. Whether it's a vehicle wrap, trade show displays, banners, event graphics, wall graphics, or more, Speed Pro Imaging Marietta is the place for you. Visit speedpromarietta.com. And I want to thank again our guests for joining us today here in the studio. A reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7, by visiting gwinnettbusinessradio.businessradiox.com. You can also download any of these shows on iTunes. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, like us, or love us on Facebook at Gwinnett Radio X. And parting words, Mr. Julian.
Yeah, Mike, after the show, I got to talk to you. I've got a napkin with some great ideas. It involves dragons, garden gnomes, and Justin Bieber. It's going to be awesome.
Let's go get some coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah, pay $2.
Or Coca-Cola.
Whatever. We'll go to Coca-Cola, too, and get some of their marketing budget.
Whichever drink you prefer. For Steven and the rest of our team here, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.